Welcome to the Smarketing Smarts podcast, where the sun is always sunny, the breeze is always breezy, and of course you have a large sweet tea sitting right next to you. Get ready to learn about social media marketing, content marketing, and of course, inbound marketing from the guy who likes to whistle and snap his fingers all the time. Yep, that's me, George B. Thomas. Good evening, everybody. How are we all doing tonight? Well, today is a very special day, or special evening, I should say. I am coming to you from my office in Canton, Ohio. This will actually be the last Smarketing Smarts podcast from Canton, Ohio, because this coming weekend I will be moving to Indian Trail, North Carolina. Woohoo! I'm very excited about the move and being able to be in some warm weather. Also, the house gives me a little bit brighter office with some sunshine instead of the downstairs dungeon area that I produce everything that I do to this point. But that is not the only reason that this is a very special evening. It is also a special evening because we are bringing back the Smarketing Smarts podcast. Now, some of you may have listened to the first three or four episodes that I produced a while back. However, we're going to call this the Rebirth, or episode 1.2, version 1.7, whatever way your brain wants to take it, and just say that it is the rebirth of the Smarketing Smarts podcast. Why am I doing that? Because I love getting behind the mic. That's one reason. Two, I love teaching people new things and talking about new things that are happening in the social media marketing world, content marketing world, and of course, the inbound marketing world. I love to talk about all things HubSpot, workflows. Yeah. I'll stop geeking it out for a second, but just let me say that I am back with a vengeance, back with a passion, and I should explain a little bit of why there has been a hiatus of this Smarketing Smarts podcast to begin with. Some things, they are changing. Obviously, I already talked to you about the move and going to North Carolina, but some radical changes have happened in my life in the last 60 days that I have not been doing the podcast. So let's talk about those for a second. One, all of you know that I was working for an agency, and at this point, I no longer work for that agency. However, I am helping several folks with some of their content and marketing needs. Let's talk about number one. And that is the sales lion. Now, some of you that are listening to this podcast, I would imagine have heard of the sales lion before. It is the one and the only, the infamous Marcus Sheridan. And if you haven't checked out his podcast, you need to do that. He has a podcast called Mad Marketing, and it's kind of a solo thing that he just gets on and talks about, probably some of the greatest things happening in content marketing. So that's one. That is probably the most exciting thing other than marrying my wife or having my four children that has happened in my career or my lifetime is being able to say I am part of the Sales Lion team. You can even see some things that I've been doing if you go check out our YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is the TSL Learning channel, and we are doing some interesting video tutorials on the HubSpot COS. We're doing some rebranding stuff, and of course, we're doing some TSL client stuff. All of it is awesome. You know, as a matter of fact, let me just stop here for a second and explain one of the blog articles that I just wrote a couple days ago, talked about being able to work 12-hour days and them not being suckish. And, That article actually came out of an area of my heart and mind that is directly related to the fact of doing work with the sales line team. It's amazing when you have great people working with you side by side, how the day is just fun and exciting and entertaining. And, I've been blessed for the last probably 4 years or 5 years to have teams next to me that are just absolutely incredible. Even at Wild Boy, having Zach and Eric and Sean, different folks like that, that were talented at their craft and passionate about what they were doing, up into, what I'm doing now with Marcus and Rich. At the sales line, it's just, I'm very blessed. It's very incredible to be able to rock it out with some superstars. Second, I am also helping a company, and this is really kind of the reason, or one of the reasons why the North Carolina move. Well, the first reason is that we just love it there. The weather's incredible, the people are nice. Our son happens to go to college down there, and it all just kind of fell in place. But I ran into a company, did some marketing consulting, and they actually offered me some work for them as well. And that is QDS, or better known as Quality Data Systems. And they do ATMs, cash recyclers. They really help the financial institution space. Those two things keep me busy, that's for sure. And that again is why the blog article of 12 Hours That Don't Suck came out, because I have been putting in some long hours. There are days that are 8-hour days, and there are some days that are 12 and 13-hour days. It really just depends on the schedule of what needs to get done. But I can say that even the longest 12-hour day is just, it's awesome. I get to do what I love. And so let's talk about that for a second. If you are in a job that you wake up in the morning and you struggle to get dressed, take a shower, drive to the job, you cringe as you're walking through the front door, then there's an issue. And I know that employment is hard to find, but that doesn't mean that you don't try to find other options. We get one spin around at this life that we have, and we can either just kind of stay where we're at and do what we're doing and be frustrated and not want to really put forth the effort that we should be, or we can continue to look and change and grow and learn and find something that we can be just super jazzed about walking in to work and just throwing down all of our talents. Here's the real deal. It's not gonna just come to you. Somebody's not just gonna call you up on the phone and offer you a job that is your absolute dream job. You've got to kind of do one thing that I call grinding it out. You have to just pay your dues. And pay your dues doesn't mean be the low man on the totem pole. It means after you've done your 8-hour day at your normal job, you go home and you do another 2 hours of tutorials or an hour and a half of reading blogs. Or on the way to work, you listen to a podcast, and on the way back home, you listen to another podcast. And I don't mean some comedy podcast or something frivolous. I mean something that is designated to your space, whether it be marketing or social media or some law podcast. You have to just put in the extra time and just be the best that you can be. Too many times we sit in an office, we get paid our paycheck, and we think, hey, that's good enough for me. Well, folks, I'm going to tell you right now that that mentality, that thought process, the fact of never grinding it out, will not get you anywhere. The other thing I want to say is that you should be trying something new. Every day, try something new. Push yourself to the next level. If you've never done HTML, well, try to do some simple HTML. How about CSS or jQuery, JavaScript, PHP? Now, of course, I'm talking on a development, but level, but I'm just using that as an example. If it's in the marketing world, maybe it's a email workflow. Maybe it's lead scoring. Maybe it's progressive form fields. If you just continue to do what you've always done, you're always going to get the same results. But if you push yourself, no matter who you are or what line of work you're in, to the next level, you'll find that you're able to learn those things. You're able to do those things. And you start to get what I call small victories. And small victories will continue to add up and add up. And they just make you feel good about yourself. And there's nothing wrong about feeling good about yourself. Now, if you get prideful, then you're starting to get into an issue. But you can feel good about yourself. And getting these mini victories, that is the way to do it. Because once you get the mini victories, you realize that you can go for the maximum. The big, hairy, scary things that you would have never tried to attempt before, you will be able to look at them, stare them down, and absolutely crush them. And that's the mentality that you have to have. The other thing I'm going to say, and this kind of draws back into some of the things that I talked about earlier, is that you have to surround yourself with the right people. When I say this, I mean, make sure you have centered yourself around, or in the center of, I guess I'll say, positive people. People who are trying to change their life, folks who are trying to grind it out, trying to live the dream. If you have friends who are just ready to accept where they're at, if they're friends that are negative and the cup is always half empty, if they are coworkers who absolutely despise the boss and talk about him every time he's not in the room, then these are little bits and pieces of rotted fruit that will just eat you up, make you moldy and crusty. And honestly, with those folks around you, it's nearly impossible to get where you want to get. And so this is going to be hard, but you have to make the decision to choose who you call your friends, who you will be with or stick around with in your work environment. And it's probably one of the most important things you can choose. Yeah, you really have to put a lot of weight on the people that you keep around you. Let's take this to an online level. If you follow people who are the same way online, negative, always complaining, then is that who you become? If you follow people who are great and are crushing it and are being a utility and sharing things on their Twitter or Facebook or Google Plus that amplify the positiveness of their character and their businesses, is that not who you'll become? So I would even say that you may want to look at your Facebook friends, you may want to look at your Twitter followers or who you're following. And I know this is a scary thought, but you may want to clean house on the people that you center yourself around socially, not just offline, but online as well. So we're coming up to about 15 minutes, and I want to try to keep these new Smarketing Smart podcast episodes around 20 minutes, which means they will fit into a drive or a walk very easily. So what I want to say is that while it's been a while since I've done a Smart Getting Smart podcast. And this one is a little different than any that I've ever done because I am really not following a script. I'm not trying to teach you a lot, but hopefully I've said some things that may help you a little, and they may help you a lot. But I want this podcast to be an area where I can just say what I need to say, let you folks get what you need to get out of it, and know that moving forward, there will be some more pro tips and tricks around the social media marketing, content marketing, and inbound marketing areas, especially HubSpot, maybe even diving into Marketo or other platforms like that for your marketing needs. But I also want to use it as a place that I answer folks' questions. So a couple things you can do is you can go to my YouTube channel, TSL Learning. You can go to Twitter, George B. Thomas. You can go to Facebook, George Benjamin Thomas on Facebook. And you can ask any questions or leave some comments and really just start a conversation with me, because I am a huge advocate of ROR versus ROI. Now, don't get me wrong, return on investment is highly important, but I think that if people would focus on being more human and focus on ROR, which is return on relationship, that not only would the world be a better place, but social media platforms would be a better place as well, because we would decrease broadcasting by about 90% and increase listening by about 80%, which means there would be more listeners and less broadcasters. And wouldn't that be such a sweet place? So go to one of those three places. Hit me up with some questions or comments. The other thing that I do want to say is if you would so be inclined to leave a comment or a review on the iTunes channel here. I'm not trying to break any land speed records. I'm not trying to be the best of the best. But what I am asking is that folks would just know that there is value in this podcast. There are things that they can learn. And if you can help do that by simply leaving a review, then I would say kudos to you. And as a matter of fact, if you do that, I am going to possibly promote you in the show notes, as well as shoot you out a tweet and mention you and thank you and see if there is anything in particular that I may be of assistance in your business journeys. So remember, connect with me. Stay positive. Make sure that you surround yourself with awesome people. And hey, if you haven't read the blog, 12 Hour Days and Why They Don't Suck, make sure you take time to go over there, read that, and leave a comment in the comment section. Maybe share with me the longest day that you've worked and how awesome it was. Until next time, this is George Thomas, and I will see you guys on the flip side.